During this week, Westman RCMP received a total of 75 calls for service, including 16 traffic files, 4 traffic collisions, assault with a weapon, assault, break and enter to a business, utter threats, 3 fail to comply with order and a theft under $5,000. September 17, RCMP received a report of a motorcycle versus deer on HWY 21. RCMP attended and observed a severely damaged motorcycle. Both riders of the motorcycle were transported by EMS to hospital. RCMP had to euthanize the deer on scene. September 19, RCMP received a report of shots being fired at a residence in Sioux Valley, Dakota Nation. Caller stated that a male who was known to them had fired a pellet gun at the house and is threatening other family members. First Nation safety officers assisted identifying the male. He was located, arrested and remanded into custody. While conducting patrols during a traffic stop in Verdun, a mandatory alcohol screening demand was made to the driver who provided a sample of fail on the roadside alcohol screening device. The driver was served a 90-day immediate driver's license suspension, a $700 penalty and the vehicle was impounded for 30 days. While patrolling in Verdun, police came across an unregistered vehicle driving on government road and conducted a traffic stop. The driver refused to provide a name or ID and was arrested for obstructing a police officer. He was belligerent and called police vulgar names during his interaction. During their investigation, police located photo ID and determined the man had an outstanding warrant for arrest. He was charged with obstruction, drive unregistered vehicle $298, drive without liability insurance $672, drive without valid license $298 and display a number plate that does not match registration $113. The vehicle was towed from the scene and the man was released with an October court date. September 20, RCMP received a report of uttering threats in Melita. The complainant reported that a group of unknown males came to his house and began threatening to physically harm him. RCMP continued to investigate. RCMP were stopped on King Street in Verdun along with several other vehicles, waiting for a train that was crossing when police observed a vehicle pull out of the line of traffic, cross the double solid and drove past the lineup of cars. Police conducted a traffic stop with the vehicle. The driver stated they were trying to get on the next road to get ahead of the train. The driver was fined $143 for drive to left of dividing line. While traveling on PR 259, approaching Commonwealth Doctor, police observed a pickup truck approach the stop sign from Commonwealth Drive that failed to stop at the stop sign and continued on to PR 259. Police conducted a traffic stop and fined the driver $203 for disobeying traffic control device. RCMP received a call of a breach of order in Sioux Valley, Dakota Nation. The complainant stated that she had been video recorded and yelled at another female. The other female is currently bound by no contact conditions involving the complainant. RCMP continue to investigate. RCMP were dispatched to a house party in Sioux Valley, Dakota Nation. Initial information was that a victim had been struck in the head with a machete. Police attended, observed the party to have approximately 15 people, and learned a victim had been struck but had only minor injuries. The accused male was no longer at the residence. While police were at the house, they observed another female that was wanted on a separate file. Police arrested the female and transported her to Verdun RCMP. RCMP received a call of shots being fired in Sioux Valley. RCMP from Brandon and Turtle Mountain provided assistance. The suspect was located, who was the same suspect from the machete file. The male was arrested for 2 counts of assault with a weapon and failed to comply with release order. He was remanded into custody. September 21, RCMP received a report of a business being broken into in Reston. Windows were damaged but no items missing. RCMP continue to investigate. RCMP received a report of a break and enter at a business in Verdun. Items valued at $70,000 were stolen. RCMP Forensic Identification Services attended the scene. The investigation continues. RCMP were in Sioux Valley Dakota Nation when they were flagged down and informed of a possible domestic assault. RCMP attended the residence and observed a female with visible injuries to her head and body. RCMP confirmed a domestic assault had occurred. The male suspect was arrested and charged with 9 separate charges, including assault while choking, assault cause bodily harm, break and enter to residence. He was remanded into custody. September 22, RCMP attended a report of a domestic assault in Sioux Valley Dakota Nation. The victim was already transported to hospital by EMS. Police confirmed the assault had taken place and identified the suspect. Police went to arrest the male at another residence. He attempted to flee on foot but was caught, arrested and charged with assault cause bodily harm, resist police and 3 counts of fail to comply with release order. He was remanded into custody. In another report of a domestic assault in Sioux Valley Dakota Nation, RCMP learned through investigation that both parties had committed assault against each other. Both were arrested and charged and released with future court dates. September 23, police attended a report of an assault in Sioux Valley Dakota Nation. They learned a woman had been punched in the stomach by her sister in her stomach. The victim was transported to hospital as she is pregnant. The sister was arrested and charged with assault.